Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for that introduction, Madeline, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. Yesterday, I started a new teaching series entitled James, Activating Your Faith. And I spent some time in chapter 1, and I want to take you back there for just a minute and listen to what the scriptures have to say in James chapter 1 and verse 2. Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you'll be strong in character and ready for anything. And I take you back to that as a reminder that in our life, James says we're going to have troubles. We're going to have problems. And he gives us this reminder that says we should view these with joy, which seems so counterintuitive. And then he says, but we should see them as an opportunity that we might be joy-filled. But this is the picture he paints, that each time we have a challenge, our faith is tested. And in the testing of that faith, there is an opportunity for our endurance for trouble, our endurance for the completion of what God does and teaches us in that trouble. He says, so let that endurance grow. I mentioned the world record holder of the mile run, a fellow from Morocco, who's run the mile in 3 minutes and 43 seconds. And he didn't just step out of bed one day and decide he wants to run. He built up his endurance so that he could run and win. And the scripture says, so let that endurance grow, for when our endurance is fully developed, we'll be strong in character and ready for anything. And then James goes on and says, and when you need wisdom, ask for it. So today, I want to invite you to take a moment of quietude and solitude and prepare ourselves to meditate. So let's take a couple of deep breaths and use those breaths as a separation, like a new room, if you will, to leave the noise and the confusion of this world and step into the solitude, quietude, and peace as if we were stepping into God's favorite room. Let's breathe together. You ready? This time when you bring in that life-giving oxygen, I invite you to just hold on to it and send it to that part of your soul that's in desperate need and needs this so desperately that you can send that oxygen to it. It's a broken heart, or it's a soul that's wounded by someone who's betrayed a confidence, whatever that might be. Breathe that deep air in and then push the negative of this world out. Let's breathe. Begin our time of meditation. I want to invite you to start off by doing what James says, and let's ask God for wisdom. Father, would you grant each listener today an abundance of heaven-sent wisdom? Would you let them grow in endurance, whatever that they are working through this day? And would you give them wisdom that would give them the peace and knowledge of how to walk through whatever challenge they have in your footsteps? And now take a time and tell the Lord how grateful you are for his love. Come to the Lord and ask him for one thing that you desperately need wisdom for today. And remember my friend Bobby McGraw that says, specific prayers yield specific answers. So be very specific. What is it you specifically are asking the Lord for wisdom in and for today? Go ahead. And now tell the Lord something that you're grateful for right now. Hopefully that opened up your heart. You can tell the Lord something else you're grateful for right now. And now bring before the Lord something that you desperately need him to do in your life this week. And in this first part of a 5-part series in Seeking Wisdom, ask the Lord to give you wisdom throughout this week so that a week from now you can look back and see what the hand of God has done in your life. Lord, today, as we begin this five-day stretch, Lord, would you give me wisdom in and then finish that time? And now I invite you to take some time and make sure that you have the opportunity to be still and quiet and do the part of James that we talked about yesterday when we said, now is a time for us, as James describes, that we might listen more and talk less. And I want to give you 2 minutes for you to hear the voice of God as he gives you that wisdom today. And I'll mind the time, and I'll be back very soon. And I'm back, and I trust that in this time you have heard from the Lord, and he's begun the process of building in you the endurance of faith and the endurance of waiting to see what he might do as he gives you wisdom as you work through everything that he has in store for you this week. And so know this, that today you may not have audibly heard from God, but I'll guarantee you there was a prompting or a bit of a poke that the Lord may have given you to give you a direction this week. And so I encourage you to take James's words, and he says, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. My friend, I'll see you back tomorrow for day two for our weekday meditation on discovering and finding wisdom. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.